You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you haven't already seen this video of this cat kicking this dog's butt for going after his owner, I would see this video before you go to work today or before you end your day. It is so inspiring. There's this little kid on a bicycle. I forget. I think it was Bakersfield, California. Little kid on a bicycle, and now they're saying that the kid was actually autistic. But he's in there riding his little tricycle, and all of a sudden the neighbor's dog, okay, comes out of nowhere. My husband thinks there's part pit bull. And this dog jumps this boy. Actually, he grabs the boy by the leg, rips him off his bike in like milliseconds. I mean, this is like an attack you would see in the wild. All of a sudden, you see the cat race, leap after the dog, making the dog run. And the cat keeps chasing after the dog like, and the dog doesn't come back. Cat checks on the kid, continues to still proceed to make sure the dog doesn't come back. This is Super Cat. Now, I put the video up on my Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show, Twitter, and my Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia. If you haven't seen it, you have to, because I know there's a lot of people out there that hate cats. Now, I'm not saying I'm a cat woman, okay? You know, true, I may be sexy as such, but I'm not one of these cat ladies that have 5,000 cats in their house. I'm not like that, okay? I love cats like I think a lot of people should. Personally, I like dogs better, but when I see a cat chase a dog, I have a cat that the other two cats, no. One of my cats, he would just sit there and lick himself if I was getting attacked or my kids are getting attacked. He would be like, you know what, no, I got a job to do, I'm comfortable, let me just clean myself and I'm done. But the one cat that is the most skittish, the one cat that is always hiding in the house unless she wants to eat or whatever, is the one that chases after my dogs. One of the dogs, we have this big, huge, 160-pound lab, and the dog goes over to her food. All of a sudden, she comes out of nowhere and goes after the dog and chases the dog. See, this video didn't shock me that much because my cat chases the big, huge dog. And I don't know where she gets the guts. But again, it's only about food. If it's about a little toy, no. If it's about her sleeping place, no, she cowers. But he goes to her food? Oh, hell to the no. She just races, runs, and he flees. I'm scared of her. I run. I don't care that she is 1/120th the size. I run. I'm scared to death of this cat. So she goes, yeah, and then she just comes back, but she scurries and she hides again. We're like, what the hell is that? Meanwhile, the other cat still licking himself. And then the other one is like, what happened? So you have to see this video. It just makes you smile. Now, unfortunately, the cat part makes you smile. The kid got bit pretty badly. I mean, he's okay, but I mean, you saw the pictures of his wounds. It was bad, and you see him kind of get up from the bike and then run to mommy. Oh, mommy! You saw a little bit of mommy there. Oh my gosh, mommy was running out like, ah! You know, and I would be too. Imagine the dog beating up on your kid. But see, this is what's really wrong, you know, right now in this world. You can't have, all the kid was doing is, the kid was driving up on his little bicycle on the driveway. The kid was on your property, and some neighbor dog comes and attacks you. A lot of you guys, you know, you hear these stories of these dog attacks killing these kids. And you go, I am not letting my kid go over the gate to someone's front yard or let my kid go and play in a junkyard. So the Doberman Pinschers or the Pit Bulls, right, or the, you know, come at, no. That's not how it happens. The dog just runs. And, you know, when I go jogging, I have pepper spray with me, not because I'm worried about a bad guy. I think I can handle the bad guy. Okay, I know exactly where things hurt. Okay, your cremaster will never work again if you attack me. But I carry it in case a dog comes up to me. Because how the hell, remember, dogs, okay, I love dogs. Trust me, I love dogs. I know you nuzzle up, okay, but some of them have either some sort of rogue thing up their butt where they decide that they need to attack you and the dog wasn't eating the kid. Oh, someone's trying to call me. Who's trying to call me? Anyway, I'll get it later. That's probably a TV interview. Somebody going, you are insulting dogs. I'm not insulting dogs. I'm not. What I'm saying is, and it's still vibrating. Oh, my gosh, shut up. Where was I going with this? Okay, oh, yeah, the dog wasn't trying to eat. The dog just, there was something about, maybe the kid was singing something. Maybe the dog did not like the bicycle ride. Now, why is one of the first things we do in the medical field checking for rabies? Well, we assume, okay, that not all dogs are idiots. We, you know, I love dogs. Most dogs don't really want to get in your face. But if a dog decides to go rogue and get all mad, maybe there's something going on and he has some sort of a neurotoxin or something disrupting his brain. I don't know, his frontal lobe, etc., changing him from a nice, lovable personality dog to someone more vicious. Rabid dogs, they hypersalivate, which is why they foam at the mouth. And these dogs affected with rabies, it affects their brain. And it causes a certain neuritis that happens that causes they're in a lot of pain and they just go wacky. So, of course, they're going to check the dog. And if the dog has rabies, a lot of times they put the dog down. For the child, if the dog is well known and has had his rabies vaccine, most likely the child does not need to get the immunoglobulin to help. The immunoglobulin is what we do to help block any rabies. You got the vaccine, and then you got the immunoglobulin. The immunoglobulin is when we think you have it, and we want to block whatever's in the system. The vaccine only helps you for future, okay? We don't usually recommend to vaccinate kids for rabies. We do recommend people who work with animals, and we do recommend the animals to get vaccinated. But anyway, the kid is okay. Way to go, cat. I tell you, Foofy should get her own little bed and a nice clean potty box for this one. I wonder if it was a male or a female cat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ooh, I can't, that's hard. That's a hard note to hit. Ooh, it's a hard one. Anyway, hey, I'm not a singer. You're not listening to the show for my singing. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not firing me yet. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Yep, I know Don's. He actually likes it. He says he likes working my show. So that's okay. It's not a punishment. It's not a punishment at all. No, he likes it. I think he has chosen to help me with my show today. And then a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. This is a nice email. This is a good one, guys. Okay. Grant writes, Doctor, I know you make fun of yourself giving marriage advice, but your advice is actually good. You see, somebody thinks I give good advice. What advice can you give us husbands, he writes, whose wives do not want us to be in the bathroom when they get ready? Then they get mad if we don't shave or shower. Can you give us men some help? That's awesome. Yeah, now my answer to you, Grant, and all husbands out there, is go to Home Depot and purchase yourself a lawn hose and then go outside with that said hose and use that hose to the most of your ability that you can. But absolutely, we women do not want our husbands anywhere in the, you know, it's a very funny thing. I've never talked about this on the show. Thank you for I have never brought this up. Women do not want you in the bathroom at all. There's a variety of reasons, okay? If you guys don't know that by now, let me kind of clue you in, okay? First, Okay, it all started when we were first dating you. And here we are trying to bandage up the bleeding from shaving our legs in the shower. And we switch from our Victoria's Secrets Fredericks of Hollywood lingerie to our Playtex 16-hour bras and Hanes Herway panties. Briefs. So now we're standing there in the bathroom hoping you really don't walk in while we're not at our most attractive, and the maxi pad wings are starting to now unstick and climb up the thigh. And so you're not very the most attractive. And here comes you all frisky trying to make some moves on us in the bathroom. And what do? We go, get out. Okay, so that started it. It wasn't even your uncleanliness. We women know because we've had brothers and we've had dads. Okay, it wasn't the uncleanliness. It was you guys wanted to get frisky when we were trying to figure out how to handle our sanitary napkin issue for the day. Then you tried again. You guys didn't learn. Next morning, we are trying to apply, and listen to me here, eyeliner. You should be 70 yards away from any woman applying her eye makeup. Because if you come in and you at all bump her arm or mess up her concentration applying eye makeup, you're a dead man. So now many of us women are sitting there going, oh, please don't come into the bathroom. Please tell, I just got to get this right. Remember, most of us women aren't Beyonce or J-Lo who have makeup people following them around. We have to do our own makeup. And many of you guys have seen me on TV. I do not apply makeup properly. So I'm in the middle of prayer while I'm applying my makeup. And here you guys come in all frisky again. What in God's name makes you think that we want to have any sort of sexual relations while we're trying to apply our eye makeup? We don't give a damn about anything but making sure our eyes look good. All right, so now you've already ticked us off twice. So the fact that you are entering the bathroom already makes us put up walls. Okay, now you start to learn your lesson. You kind of figure out you don't touch wifey when she's in the bathroom trying to get ready, trying to find toilet paper because there was no toilet paper in the bathroom. Okay, kind of leave her alone. But now you want to use the bathroom. There's a sink, there's a toilet, there's a shower. You need to actually get ready for work. Then you men make the mistake. You make lots of mistakes, okay? One, you don't change out the toilet paper roll, so there's no toilet paper. Okay, two, you play around with the mini pads and you throw them at the cats and the dogs, so there's no mini pads or anything or maxi pads left for your wife. You leave the seat up, you miss the seat, you pee on the side of the seat, you shave in the sink. Now there's hair all over the place when you shave. Women don't like excess hair. We don't mind hair on the body. But for the love of the Lord, we don't want hair on the sink next to our toothbrushes and eye makeup. So now you guys, and then of course we step on the occasional skid mark. So now you men have taken the only place a woman could be in her little pre-atrium before she goes out to the mean judging world. You've cocked it up with all sorts of crap and hair and toilet paper that's stuck to your foot as it comes out, and you have just desecrated our temple. And now you want me as a doctor to tell you how to get your wife to allow you into the bathroom? Oh, hell no, you don't deserve it. What you deserve, men, is a hose in the backyard. And I can't help you because you've made these mistakes repeatedly. Okay, no. Can anything be fixed? Can anything mended be broken? Or anything broken be mended? Well, one thing is build a house with a separate bathroom. You could do that. You could build her dream house. All I need is maybe 1,000 square feet. I'm totally fine because I don't really use that much room in the house. But stay out of my bathroom. Okay, we could do that. Okay. Oh, and don't forget, if you have to share a shower, don't, you know what, yeah, give her her own shower so she doesn't have to deal with hair at the bottom of the shower. Remember, she's already mad that she's losing her own hair at the bottom of the shower. You think she wants to see your hair? All right, so that's one thing you can do. Build her own bathroom. Okay, number two is, remember, we women want to be in control. Have us women decide when you are allowed to use the said bathroom, okay? And now, women will usually go over their allotted time and then eat into your 2.5 minutes that you're allotted. So what I would suggest, and you are allowed to make a suggestion as a husband, it doesn't mean it's going to be taken, but as a husband, I would then suggest, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're trying to decide and figure out how the hell to deal with the husband-wife issue or any sort of partner issue when it comes to the bathroom. And if any of you guys have found a way to master this situation, please tell us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's why it's called master. Master bedroom and master bath, right? Because we master that. Okay, men don't. Women, we're in charge, right? And because men aren't in charge, they have to go and master something else. Anyway, so back to the whole bathroom thing. You use the bathroom first, and then get the hell out of there. Hightail it out of there. Go to work. I don't know. So if your wife wakes up at 5:45, okay, and she's going to be in the bathroom the whole time and whatever, you can, I would say, wake up at maybe four in the morning, okay, just so you get all your business done. Now, why would I make you guys wake up at 4 in the morning to use the bathroom when she's not waking up till 5:45? Because you guys steam up the place. Yeah. You have to. You need ample amount of time to make it look like you were never in the bathroom. We women know that you're in the bathroom, and we know you poop, and we know you do all that stuff, but we just can't stand it. If you make it look like you were never there, we're going to tolerate you a little while longer. So take your shower, take your shave, do your poop, do whatever. Okay, that's 4 o'clock, 4. Okay, so now you're at about 4:30, 4:35. You have now 1 hour and 10 minutes to clean up the place. Fresh towels, don't forget the towels. And toilet paper roll, make sure the toilet paper roll is not upside down. Make sure it's where she could pull it from underneath. If you really want to please her, do make the edges that triangle, but don't put scotch tape, because what you don't want to do is have her wax herself when she's wiping with the toilet paper. But make that little thing where you do the little, oh, that's gorgeous. Put a piece of chocolate on the toilet. You can never go wrong. But we don't need anything else. You don't have to give us flowers, nothing. We just want open space. And we want to know that none of our stuff was sullied or moved or molested. That we could, okay, and we need to know that you are long gone. I mean, absolutely, there is no chance of you walking into that bathroom. And that's how you handle the bathroom situation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how the CDC is now recommending that men with HIV take a daily medication for prevention. This is a very, very interesting segment that we need to talk about. And then women's sex drive going down on the birth control pill, it's only when they're with somebody. When they're single, sex drive is still good. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say healthy people at risk for HIV are now being urged by the CDC to take daily antiretroviral pills, the retrovirals, that will cut the odds of infection by more than 90%. Can I get through this without hiccuping and burping? Oh my gosh. Man, there was like three in just that one sentence. You know what? I need to read shorter sentences, and then at least during that break I can hide it better. The groups who are urged to take Truvada. Now, Truvada, this is really, really cool. One of my listeners, very longtime faithful listeners, had told me to check into this because he knew more about it than I did. And I was like, well, I just didn't have any long-term data. And unfortunately, this hasn't gotten the publicity that I think it should have. And now, today, we are hearing all about it. The groups who are urged to take Truvada include those who are already involved with HIV-infected partners, those who do inject illicit drugs or share equipment, or those who have been in treatment programs for injection medicine use, according to the CDC. You see, HIV is not just a one aspect demographic. It could be involved with multiple groups, and people, you know, shooting themselves with heroin and things like that could also become afflicted with this. This is, you know, serious stuff. It is advised that heterosexual men and women who do not always use condoms, or gay or bisexual men who have sex without condoms or who are in open relationships, consider using this pill as well. Gilead Sciences, Inc., their Truvada pill was approved in July back in 2012 by the FDA as the first drug to prevent the virus, which causes AIDS. It's at about a 90%, which isn't bad. It's not 100%, but 90%. It was originally approved as treatment for people already infected with HIV back in 2004. Now, we still don't have a vaccine. We still don't have a cure for HIV. And we've talked about how HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus, is one small, smart puppy. Well, I'll review that in a second. Now, when you do take Truvada, it's called pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's not for people that already have HIV moving into AIDS. You would be on a different regimen then. But this pre-exposure prophylaxis is being reported by Uptown Magazine. All right. They say is right now probably one of the first recommendations at this point, widespread, that we have the CDC backing on to tell people to start taking. How expensive is it? I don't know. Okay? Is it covered under many of your Obamacare plans? I would probably say no. But the CDC endorsement is pretty nice. It's now, they say the drug costs about $15,000 a year in the United States and is not necessarily covered by insurance. Oh, come on. Well, hopefully they make a whole lot of money with this announcement, and then they'll be able to cut back a little bit. Wow. Now, are people upset about this? Well, they say the new advancement is met with critique from some healthcare organizations, including the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which is an LA-based nonprofit that provides medical care to 300,000 patients. They're in opposition to the recommendation of Truvada without the use of a condom because it does not prevent 100% of other sexually transmitted disease. They say this is a position I fear the CDC will come to regret. Okay, let me just say, if I'm telling you guys to take Truvada, all right, I'm not telling you to still go ahead and shoot, you know, drugs, heroin, etc., or to still have sex without condoms. I still want you guys using guys and girls using condoms. And I know I've never tried the female condom. Yeah, I was asked that. You know, tell us more. I don't know about there's supposed to be some female condom where you put it in there. And so rather than him wearing it, it's up in the. I don't know. To me, it looks like too much work. Remember, I've been married 17 years. I don't want any more work. All right. Everybody says, oh, the marriage takes work. Okay. I don't want the sex to be work. Okay. The fact that I can't go to sleep when I want to go to sleep is already work enough. All right. Let's move on. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-TOCDAI. You know, he does. He does love me. Listen, I make my husband feel loved. I do. I'm a good wife. Okay. Can I be a better wife to him? Yeah. Yeah. How could I be a better wife? Well, I could call his mother more often. I could, if you don't call your mother-in-law, it's not that you don't like your mother-in-law. What you do is you tell your husband, look, you and your mom have such a close bond. I don't want to get in the middle of that. You and your mom have something so special. Your mom is the most amazing woman. I'm not worthy to be in a relationship with your mom. Okay? And sometimes he's like, oh, yeah, you know, good point. I do love my mama. See? Yeah. So you got to know how to work them. Anyway, okay, why is HIV the super smartest virus out there? We've talked about this before. You got your stupid viruses, okay? Your stupid viruses, your adenovirus, your coronavirus. Those are, your coronas, don't worry. Corona and Lyme is still non-virus. No, don't. Well, we're talking about coronaviruses. These things, a lot of them, enteroviruses. These viruses, they hit the parts where they want to. You know you have it right away. If you have diarrhea, from some of these viruses, you immediately poop it out. If you sneeze or cough, you sneeze it out, cough it out. These viruses are self-limiting. They really don't have a way to propagate long-term, and then they're done. They're kind of stupid. Then you got the medium kind of smart viruses, medium smart viruses like your hepatitis viruses and your herpes virus and your chickenpox virus, where they just don't die. They just go and they find a place to hide out, and then they decide to come out when they want to, all right? And they're a little bit more sneaky. Then you got the super duper smart, very, very sneaky virus, the HIV virus, all right? Okay, you get that doing something while you're having, you know, you think it's fun. So you get it from sex, or while you're getting high and shooting up, alright? So, it's a very, very, very slick, seductive way for it to enter into the host. Then, of all the cells that infects, it doesn't decide to immediately address your nasal passages or your lung passages or your GI system, so you fight it out. It decides the one cell that HIV decides to infect is the only cell that can kill it, the T cell. This is one smart sucker virus. So it decides to hit your T cells, which are supposed to fight infection, and these T lymphocytes then end up churning out more HIV cells. So it kind of turns a T cell into its own host and then makes more baby viruses. So this HIV is one of the shrewdest mother of all viruses, and it does have very high potential to mutate. You don't mess around with this, all right? AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, is the disease you get if HIV replicates to the point where you end up acquiring the syndrome, okay? You acquire the syndrome of immunodeficiency deficiency issues. Certain pneumonias you could get, certain cancers, multiple types of disorders that somebody with HIV can get. So if you do have any unprotected sex, even though it is more rare, all right, in a heterosexual population or in a homosexual population that is monogamous and uses condoms, etc., always get yourself checked. You just don't know if there's any micro tears or something in the condom. Just, it's something you should get checked, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we talked about that cat and dog battle where the cat tried to save that kid's life. I don't know if you guys knew this, but there is a big battle over pet food ingredients. Blue Buffalo Company is suing Nestle Purina Pet Care. Ooh, this, you thought cat fights, you know, could get pretty bad. This is really getting bad because it's up to the U.S. District Court now in St. Louis where Purina is based. The suit comes barely 1 week after Nestle Purina lodged its own complaint over ingredients in the same federal court. Oh, no. I guess I'll tell you guys what they're suing each other for. Oh, yeah, you're going to like this one. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So listen, we know we talk about our pets a lot. Especially since, you know, one of the biggest headlines was that cat that chased that dog away that was attacking his boy owner, little four-year-old who was on a tricycle. But, you know, we forget that our pets are still a part of our family, and we have to worry about what's going into their body. So if you think you're feeding them the chicken and the poultry and the wheat, or whatever, you want to know that your pets are getting what you think they're getting, because they are your little babies. True, they eat what you throw on the floor. True, they eat your leftovers, but still, they're your babies, okay? They're animals. Animals get sick. Anyway, Purina is accusing its competitor, Blue Buffalo, for false advertising, disparagement, and unjust enrichment. Then there's a counterclaim against Purina of the same deceits. Ooh. Blue Buffalo advertises that its dog and cat food contain natural ingredients and do not contain byproducts of chicken or poultry meal. The company also says the pet foods do not have any corn, wheat, or soy, which are potential allergens for some pets. All right? But both companies are saying, what? You guys are, okay, so anyway, so they're going back and forth on accusing each other of not having what they're advertising for the pet food. Personally, I like to, like, make my animals, and my husband does this too. He'll scrabble up some eggs for the dog. I'll make, you know how my recipe for Frosted Flake Chicken? So I'll make, the cats don't like Frosted Flake Chicken, but I make it for them anyway. And I really, I just kind of let them decide what they want. And I find that it's easier. Just like, you know, with anybody in the house, like with the kids. I'm not going to fight with them to eat their vegetables. Okay? I put it in there. I put it down there. I tell them to eat it. You know, but sometimes it's just easier to let them just go to the fridge and get what they want. True, I need to be a better parent, but how I do that is the only thing in the refrigerator are the vegetables. See, that's how you do it. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, they close the door. That's how I know the kids don't like what's in the refrigerator, because they slam the door. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Casey Kasem has been found. He was located in Washington State. They say, we have received confirmation that America's top 40 hero, Casey Kasem, has been found. The family has grave concerns about his health and will do everything in their power to bring him back home. A judge had ordered an investigation a few days ago into the whereabouts of him, and it emerged that he had, I guess, been removed from Los Angeles and put on an Indian reservation. But he has Parkinson's, and he can no longer speak. Oh, that's a shame, because his voice, he was also Shaggy in Scooby-Doo. I didn't know that until recently. So it's sad. They're not going into detail how he got there, but we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was on Doug McIntyre in the Morning KBC today talking about this latest study on sleep. And how we average 2 hours less sleep than we're supposed to, which I really think is an overestimation. I think we lack even more sleep. Well, this latest article is saying that people sleeping 2 hours less than back in the 1960s have more cancer, heart disease, obesity. All right, so we're sleeping less than they did in the 60s. Why? What was going on in the 60s? What was so different about the 60s? I mean, you know, you had the loud music. I mean, 60s, 70s, 80s. I guess less people slept in the 60s. Who knows? But they say people are sleeping between 1 and 2 hours less than in the 1960s due to the increased pressure of life and modern technology, which is posing serious health problems like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, infections, obesity, etc. We are in a 24-hour society. And one thing Doug McIntyre was talking about, which makes sense, is we are now responsible for things that happen around the world a lot of times through our jobs. So if something's going on in Japan or Europe, etc., and it gets tweeted to you or emailed to you, you know, and that's part of your job, you're on 24 hours. Okay? I mean, it's interesting. You know, me as a doctor, you know, patients don't want to think that I am going to bed and going to sleep. Which I like to do. I like to go to bed and go to sleep at night. If not, then I'm not that good a doctor the next day. But because of the ability for everything to come 24 hours, I mean, you know, my phone is always tweeting, and you're hearing the Facebook things, and you're hearing the, you know, the little the emails. I mean, they keep coming on all the time. Now, I could hide the phone in the garage and leave it there, but the problem is what if somebody needs to get a hold of me in the middle of the night? Now, I remember my family who lived in Israel. They, what is it? It's like 8 or 10 hours difference, etc. And so, you know, my father would be like, well, I need to have the phone, you know, next to us so I could hear the phone ring in case they call or there's an emergency or whatever. Now, anybody could call or text or tweet any time, you know, and the phones are very easy to take with you. You don't have to sleep next to a phone line. You have your phones with you. So it just, the society is different. Many of us, like I've told you, rather than the lights going out and nightfall coming, we stay up playing our video games, playing our Candy Crush, playing on our laptops, Facebooking, etc., and then we turn it off and go to bed. Whatever happened to you just sitting outside, looking at the stars, hearing the crickets, and falling asleep? So being out of sync, it does. Researchers from Oxford, Cambridge, Harvard, Manchester, and Surrey universities, they all, I guess, now have grouped up saying we need to sleep more. So I get that. What is the average amount of time you should be asleep? I like to say 7 to 9 hours. I know. No, not per month. 7 to 9 hours per sitting. Can you guys do that? I can't. Last night I went to bed. Now I'm tired. Oh my gosh. I tried to go to bed at 9:30. Yet so much was going on that I kept having to get up and go to the computer because I didn't want the phone next to my bed. So I kept going up to the computer because I didn't use my phone. By the time I fell asleep, it was about 10:30, 11. And then throughout the night, the stupid cats woke us up. So I probably, and then I woke up at about 6 to work out. So I probably got about 6 hours sleep. That's not enough. Sorry. All right. But there's more bigger fish to fry. Two boys, aged 5 and 6 years old in upstate New York, were seriously injured Monday after an inflatable house went airborne. I don't know if you guys saw this picture, but it hit heights of 15 and 20 feet, according to South Glens Falls Police Department. One boy was dropped onto a parked car. The other landed in the street. A 10-year-old girl was also tossed from the bounce house and suffered minor injuries. According to WNYT-TV in Albany, they say witnesses said the house had been staked to the ground, according to the police report. Now, these bounce houses came out, what, about 15 years ago when it really was started to use really, really big? And I noticed them more just because I have 14-year-olds. So I should probably say maybe a little bit before that. But, I mean, they really gained a lot of popularity in the last 15 years. Your kids get to jump around. They're in an enclosed space. They seem to get hurt less. Yet now we're starting to hear that gusts of winds are pulling these things up. See, before, the bounce houses used to be a lot bigger and heavier. And as engineering has changed, things could be lighter material. You could stow them easier. You can move them easier. You know, there's a place called is it Pump It Up? There's another place in Vegas where these bouncy castle type arenas are like big, you know, 3-story slides. And so it takes a whole warehouse for these things. Now you could buy a bouncy house, you know, store it in your garage, and every time your kid has a party, pull it out. Hey, you know what? It saves money on birthday parties, because I got to tell you, I am done with the whole $500 per birthday party thing. Can I just say that? Unfortunately, if something staked to the ground and the wind could still lift it up 20 feet, these kids are seriously injured. Be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.